You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the latest budget update indicates the economy is recovering faster than any other recession Australia has faced. He says the positives come just in time for Christmas.
Australians are approaching Christmas with optimism and hope. Consumer and business confidence are back at pre-COVID levels. 85% of the 1.3 million Australians who either lost their jobs or saw their working hours reduced to zero at the start of the crisis are now back at work.
The government's almost $214 billion budget deficit has been revised down to just under $200 billion. The government says it's due to lower unemployment rates, higher tax receipts and decreased spending on wage subsidies. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says it's an indication of how well Australians have coped.
This budget update tells a story of resilience, of recovery and of Australians getting back to work. Stronger business and consumer confidence means more Australians are in jobs. There are fewer demands on government programs and stronger than expected revenue.
November's unemployment rate also fell at 6.8%, with 84,000 full-time jobs created and 5,800 part-time positions. The Reserve Bank has said the jobless rate is now unlikely to reach 8% as previously feared. But despite the faster-than-expected labour market recovery, the government plans to extend the job seeker payment to March. This comes as Australians let go of the JobKeeper subsidy faster than expected in the October budget estimate. The $101 billion cost of running the subsidy program has now been revised down to $90 billion. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's an extremely positive development.
There has been no change to the planned end to JobKeeper at the end of March. But I do want to point out what a successful program this has been, supporting 3.6 million Australians through the September quarter. And there are 2 million fewer Australians who are on JobKeeper today compared to the numbers that were on JobKeeper in September. This is a function of the labour market improving. This is a function of businesses now getting customers back through their doors. That is a very positive thing.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Liberal Party knows the secret to a strong budget. But Labour's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the Morrison government isn't acting fast enough for those who are unemployed.
So the economy is recovering, but it isn't rebounding strongly enough or quickly enough for the 2.2 million Australians who still don't have a job or can't find the hours that they need to support their loved ones. Now, in the Treasurer's flurry of slogans and self-congratulation, he seems to have forgotten those Australians who still don't have enough work.
That's been echoed by CEO of the Australian Council of Social Services, Cassandra Goldie.
We've still got over 1.6 million people relying on JobSeeker, and the only future presented to them right now is a hope of employment, but the reality that on 1 January they will be facing a cut to JobSeeker. Their incomes will be brought down to just $50 per day, and if the government doesn't do anything further and you're unable to get more paid work, you'll be down onto just $40 a day by the end of March.
Another point of concern is the government's escalating trade war with China. The government says there are efforts to diversify beyond Australia's reliance on China, saying there is strong demand for Australian iron ore. Net debt has also decreased, dropping from $703 billion to $692 billion. Labour's finance spokeswoman, Katie Gallagher, warns the debt deficit could still increase next year.
We are going to see debt exceed $1 trillion. The deficit next year is going to be twice as big as last year. And I think with the books in that sort of shape, it becomes even more important that the quality of the government spend is top-notch.
Josh Frydenberg admits repaying Australia's debt as it recovers from the pandemic will be difficult, but the positive outlook is based on Australia's ability to contain the virus, state borders remaining open, vaccines being given in March, and an expected increase in domestic travel.
But the road ahead is challenging, very challenging. We have not yet defeated the virus. It still is with us. Our recovery is very much dependent upon our continued success in containing COVID-19. That is the one thing that dents confidence. If you have stop, start, restrictions, lockdowns, border closures.
Parushma Luthria, SBS News.